Good morning. It's 8:19 on Monday, September the 10th, 2018. Yeah, I just realized it's been like 5 days. The last time I talked to you was on the 5th. And I'm trying to get better. Oh, stop slouching. So I have therapy this morning. So the posting will be late, and probably very late. Because I won't really have time to do much more than get back, get the car, and get to my therapy appointment. Well, that's okay. So, what have I been up to? Reading a lot. I'm reading the self-publishing committee is putting together the next story bundle. A fantasy bundle. And the deadline is like this week. So I'm trying to get through like 8 or 10 samples. I've seen a lot of no's. I'm seeing a lot of books that just don't work for me. There's a... And I just... Yeah, Angels and Demons, Urban Fantasy, I get it. I have no use for those stories at all. They're mostly... There's nothing new about them. There's nothing interesting about them to me. I don't know. It's like horror. I don't get horror either. I don't understand horror. A lot of noise around this morning. Lawn crew down here on the side. Sirens going by. Yeah, I've got the metronome going. I'm trying to get this walk out of the way. I should be back with about 5 minutes to spare before I have to leave for my appointment. sun is hot. So once again, we find ourselves. Pick a pronoun. I find myself struggling to reestablish foundations. My daily habit of bullet journaling has sort of devolved into scribbling a few things down on the page as the day goes by and not actually having a plan in place to do any of it. I need to try to break that habit. I need to get back to filling it out the day before, the night before, before I go to bed. Get ready. Say it with me. Blog post. So I filled out my travel expenses finally. The operations gang is getting a little testy. Come on, you're CFO, you're supposed to be able to do this. And it took all of, like, maybe an hour. That includes calling the hotel and getting another copy of my folio. They're supposed to have mailed it to me. I I could have sworn I brought a copy home, but I can't seem to find it. But I called them and they had it back to me on email in like 2 minutes, so that wasn't too bad. I gotta hand it to the Fairmont. It's like, okay, they have this thing called, what is it, a Royal Service Operator. You get a Royal Service Operator and you say, I need this, and they say, okay. And in like 3 minutes, it was there in my inbox. So yeah, okay, that's good. It'll be good to get that money back into my business account. And here it is, almost half past September. I have got to get this next book moving. We're going to get at least 3 books this year. Oh my gosh, half past September. That means I owe an income tax payment. Oh, I'm glad I thought of it. Speaking of IRS, we had a bit of a panic earlier in the year when they sent us a tax bill for over $200,000 of unclaimed income. And the problem was 1099s that didn't reconcile. So we... After we stopped panicking, we went through and figured out why. We'll probably have to go through it again for 2017 taxes. We will make some adjustments in the way that we file 2018 taxes to try to remove that problem. They did find $100 that we hadn't claimed. It's like, okay. So the penalty on the payment was $35 and some pennies. there's an interesting buggy coming down the street. A tractor hauling some kind of equipment I can't see. Is it a mowing machine? Oh yeah, he's gonna go mow the ditch. I can't get through because the ditch is blocked off by a metal rope. He's on the horn. Okay. So here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.